Hi, thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is The Choice. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Ben with Fairmount Builders. I missed a couple calls and I tried calling you earlier.
Oh, hi, Ben. Thank you so much for returning my call. Yeah, I was returning your missed calls earlier. So, yeah, how can I help you today?
So I just want to talk about a few things. First is, I was curious if there's anything I can be doing or a reason, I guess, because I'm not getting any leads at all. So I was curious, like, am I doing anything wrong? Do I need to update anything or anything you can tell me about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that you're concerned about not seeing results yet, okay, with the campaign that we're doing here, Ben. But I just wanted to reiterate, okay, that the account is still quite new. Okay, and
okay.
The optimization, yeah, maximum to get, the time frame to get maximum results is 45 to 60 days, and your account
okay.
is still, like, 7 weeks old. But I can assure you that everything, yeah, like, on the technical side, everything is fully optimized. So,
okay.
Yeah, it may take time, really, for us, okay, to see results.
Okay.
So we're getting
because
I see here that, you know, your Google Verified campaign is already turned on, okay, and we start seeing, we start seeing calls from that one. So our Google Verified team as well monitoring the Google Verified ad performance like every 2 weeks, and yeah, it's still in the learning phase or process.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I was just curious. But yeah, another thing is, so I was in my dashboard and I was looking at my ad campaigns, and I saw that Facebook ads was paused.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious, I mean, I unpaused it. But I was curious on the reason for that. I know I talked to you a little bit ago saying, like, I want to manage my Facebook, like,
yes.
just me posting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have no problem with, like, you guys running those ads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't super know how that works, but, do you know why it was paused?
Okay, for that one, Benjamin, thank you so much for bringing that up. I'm going to check that with our Facebook team, okay, because, for the Facebook ads, we manage it using our agency account. So, I don't have access to that dashboard here. So, yeah, I'll have to check with the Facebook team if the Facebook ads was really, paused.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I unpaused it. So, I mean, it's okay. I unpaused it. I just want to, like, make sure that, like, the layout I would like to see is I want to post my own Facebook post, write my own captions, but have you guys still, like, running those ads and, I guess, boosting my post that I post?
Mm-hmm.
And another part, when I go to the post section and the automated post, I turned that off. I mean, I guess I can – I mean, so it says, like, posting your Google Business profile and Facebook page. So could I just – enable that and leave that on, and because I mean I'm not doing anything with the Google Business profile, so if you guys are, I guess, posting on
mm-hmm.
that, like, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the Facebook I want to leave to myself.
Okay, I understand. Yes, as for the Facebook, moving forward, we notated that here on our end that you will take care of the Facebook post moving forward, And as for the posts, you can see on your dashboard, those are postings for or contents for your Google Business profile.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so can you just explain to me, like, what my Google business profile is? I mean, I know, like, when I go into Google and then I search up my business, mm-hmm. Like, I see my page, I see my company right there. Is that what my Google business profile is, or is there more to it?
Yeah, that is your Google business listing. When you go to, like how do you go to your Google listing? Like, did you go to business.google.com/location or?
So I just went to Google. I went to Google. I searched up Cedar Mountain Builders, mm-hmm. and then on the side, it has my profile.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was just curious if, like, that's only what it is, or if there's, like, more to it, or, like, you know, but yeah, so just a simple question, but.
Yeah,
but no,
that is your Google business listing, and let me see, we access it as well. All right, thank you for waiting, Ben. Yeah, I just checked your Google business profile. Yeah, that was it. I see that you do have manager access to the Google profile. And, yeah, but if you go to your business profile manager, you will be able to see more settings about the, you know, Google listing. But there is no need for you to do anything there, okay, because we have our team that takes care of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Another question. So in on my dashboard and my ad campaigns and the campaign management, as like Google Ads, Google Verified, Facebook Ads, and Yelp Ads that mm-hmm. all say inactive,
mm-hmm.
Should these all be activated, or is there a reason why they're inactive?
Okay, so in your package, there is no Yelp and the Google Ads included. Yeah, the reason why they are inactive. But if you're looking to get Yelp Ads campaign running, yeah, I do recommend that you speak with our, or you discuss this first with our specialist, okay, to explain to you how Yelp Ads campaign works, okay. And yeah, as for Google Ads, if you're looking to, like, maximize your visibility online, I can also recommend the Google Ads, okay? It's a pay-per-click, very similar to how Facebook Ads works, okay? And if you wanted to start, there is a minimum budget of $300.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's... I had another question. So, kind of forget where it is on here, but somewhere was saying that, like, for Facebook, I'm paying, like, a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine. I was just curious. So, is that paying just to create the ads, or is that, or am I paying for, like, the small amount of leads that I have gotten? Because I haven't gotten one legitimate lead. I've just gotten spam calls
mm-hmm.
about whatever. So I just want to make sure or curious to know if am I paying for those, I guess, leads that are just spam calls?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about the Facebook ads. So for Facebook ads, you will be paying per click. Okay, and also the $100 budget, we actually stretched that out, like for a month. Okay,
good.
And yeah, so like every day, like we assign like a certain budget so we can stretch it for a month. So it's depending, okay, how well your Facebook ad campaign performs. So sometimes if we run out the $100 budget, you know, the of course the Facebook ads, you know, will stop. and then it will resume running again as soon as we collect the next payment or the next budget for that ad. So for
okay.
the Google,
Sorry, I'm just,
for it's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just paying pay per click, is what I'm paying.
You do have two ad campaigns here. Facebook ads. This is the pay per click campaign, and the other one, the Google Verified or the local services ads. You're paying per lead.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I guess how does that work? So when I get a Google Verified lead, how does that work in me getting charged? Do I get charged as soon as I get that lead, or do I have to accept that job to get that lead? Because the way I was explained to it in the very beginning was like, I'll get the call or whatever. I'll talk to the customer, and then if I get the job, then I pay. Is that how it works?
Okay. As for the Google Verified, so for every lead that comes in, okay, so they will be subject for review, and then the system will identify if it's if the caller is really legit calling, okay. For to inquire about your services, so that will be counted as valid lead, and you will be charged for that lead.
Okay, so I only get charged if it's a legitimate lead wanting, a project done.
Yes. Like for example, like you receive a lead, but you receive a call, but then they're inquiring about, you know, like different services, you know, services that is not related to what you do. So, that will be reviewed and, can be disputed. So,
okay.
You won't be charged
okay.
for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And those leads are, I'm like the only contractor that they're talking to. So it's not like their number or whatever is going out to like four or five different contractors.
Yes. That's a good thing with the Google Verified, because the lead, you know, it's not going to be like shared with other businesses. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's exclusive leads. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we also encourage that as soon as those leads comes in to, you know, reach out to them. Okay. For higher chance to convert them, you know, as an actual lead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, that wraps it up for the most part. I just want to double check. So, like, with the Facebook, I am doing Facebook ads, correct? Like,
yes.
People are seeing. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted
to regarding your question, why it was paused, I'm going to. As what I said, I'm going to ask your Facebook team, okay, why it showed on the dashboard that it was paused.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll give you an update on that one then. So, let me know if you have any other questions.
I think that about wraps it up. Appreciate you answering my questions.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're very welcome. Well, we'll continue to work on your account here, and if you have any questions, okay, about the campaign or the whole account, just give us a call.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much for your time, Ben. You have a good one. Goodbye for now.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.